That's 1502. I need to have
1502. I didn't copy that.
That's 1502.
1502, what's going on?
Oh, a gentleman kind of lost his balance over here and fell in the door in front of my zone over here on the door of my bus. And he cannot stand up right now. Just wait a second if you give me a minute.
Have you asked him, is he okay and if he needs medical?
Can you just hold 1 second? I'm just proceed that right now with him. Well, right now he's crying over here and he say he don't need medical. And one of the passengers helped him out. And I give him a courtesy card, see if he can put his name on.
Okay, you did what?
I asked him for medical, he doesn't wanna. And I asked him to put his name on the courtesy card for me, see his name on, but I think he doesn't want to do anything about it.
Okay. As far as a person putting their name on a card, they don't have to give you any information. It is completely up to them if they want to sign the card that says that it was not your fault. That's the first thing. And the second thing is, in the future, please do not send a priority or an emergency for medical until after you've talked to the person and asked them, do they need medical? We don't want to call when everything is going on. We want to call when you've determined that there is a need for medical based on them wanting medical or them being unable to talk and we need to get medical to you.
Okay, before you give me this lesson, all this lesson on the phone, first of all, he said he needs medical. Then he changed his mind. You don't need, I know all the process. Thank you.
Okay, so you do know the process about that he doesn't have to sign the card if he doesn't want to.
I believe I know the SOP very well. And first of all, he said he needs medical. Then he said he doesn't need medical. That's why I pushed medical.
Okay, I will send you your numbers for your acid report. And again, he doesn't have to sign anything if he doesn't want to. I will be clear at 1308.